Well, Brendan, it's been a long pre-season, but all of a sudden it starts this weekend and it's against the Old Forest.
Yeah, it's great that for our members that we're back at our spiritual home and a great opportunity to blood some of our first year drafted boys. So that should be something that the members be looking forward to.
How hard is it to manage fan expectation with the number one draft pick and a pretty high profile father son?
Oh, the NAB Challenge is all about refining game plan, exposing guys, managing loads. So I don't think the pressure's there of the season proper, but you know, all those youngsters are really looking forward to their first opportunity.
Which new Blues are we expecting to see?
We've got to get through training today, but we're hoping the majority of our first-year players get an opportunity.
Very encouraging performance against the Hawks first up, Brendan, but would you like to score a little bit more this time around?
Yeah, well, we're really happy, particularly with our first quarter, and we got real good workload into our players. We didn't rotate them at all, really. We hung them out there and they endured. So we think, you know, when we set that up the right way, we might get a better result there. But we're still refining our offence, there's no doubt about that.
It's another major step, I guess, for Jacob. He'll be, I guess, dissected one way or the other this year. His performance, is he well placed to handle that at this stage?
I think what we all need to understand is the jump from TAC Cup and under-18s is significant. It is a big jump. But what we can say is Jacob and all our first years have applied themselves, have a real willingness to learn. And we've just got to look for the little sprouts that they do well and be excited about the little moments. And that's really important. There is a big jump from under-18s to AFL.
What are you expecting from the Bombers?
Oh, they're not too dissimilar to ourselves, really, because there's been such a turnover of players and we've turned over 15. So they'll be all looking to unite. They'll be looking to refine their game plan, trial people in different positions. So I don't think it'll be too dissimilar to the approach we'll take.
Are you still confident, Brendan, that Andrew Walker can play some part in the pre-season comp?
Yeah, we're really hopeful. We've managed his workloads. He's been in the system a long time now, so we're hopeful by NAB 3 we see him out there.
And a bit of a knock for Paddy Cripps, nothing serious?
Yeah, he's had a bruised knee, got a knock, yeah. So there's a fair few weeks left before round one, so we're not going to risk it at this stage. Yeah.
A couple of the recruits, Brendan, obviously coming back from injury, and Lockie Plowman and Liam Sumner. Now, how are they tracking?
Yeah, well Lockie's he's come off hip surgery, so you know, it'll be tight whether or not he gets a game by the end of the NAB series. So progressing well though, yeah.
And just Mark Murphy, the skipper, how's he progressing with that shoulder?
Yeah, well, he's on his legs and doing some real hard conditioning work at the moment. So again, like Walker, we're hopeful by the end of the NAB Challenge we see him out there.
What's more important, a win or the way you boys play?
I think it's, as I reflected on earlier, what the NAB Challenge is about refining game plan, it's about managing loads, and it's about exposing youngsters as well. So I think it's about trialling and finding out about your list. We've had to manage Daisy, for example, Cruz and Gibbs to give our first year as an opportunity, and that's what the NAB Challenge is all about.
Jack Silvani was probably seen as a development player when he was drafted. His selection, at least in the squad, is that an indication that he's progressed a bit quicker than you perhaps thought initially?
Yeah, they've all progressed really well. I've just loved their appetite to want and learn and develop. So I think when he does run out, he'll make some members smile, no doubt, having a Silvani name.
And a big event out here. It's a great, I guess, throwback almost.
Yeah, well, it's a spiritual home of Carlton, so it's great for our members. So hopefully it's packed to the rafters and they can give all our youngsters a little bit of a buzz when they run out.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Brendan.
Thank you, mate.
Thanks. Cheers.